It's Peter Trenum, and it's time for the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. And I invite you to sit back with that cup of tea or coffee and enjoy a program of great gospel music.
Troubles in our little neighborhood. When I told the preacher about it, he said, "Brother, that ain't good. What you need is move up closer. Let the Lord point out your sin. Oh, I'm feeling mighty happy since I made it right with him."
Oh, no, no, not for money. Oh, no, no, not for fame.
Would I trade this happy feeling for any price that you could name? Oh, no, 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 no more worries. Oh, no, 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 no more care.
I just take the Lord my troubles, and he lets me leave them there.
Oh, I'm feeling mighty happy, and he treats me more than fair. I don't reckon you'd believe it, but he's making me his heir. I just wonder how it happened and just how it come to be that the good Lord took a liking to someone the likes of me.
Oh, no, 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 not for money. Oh, no, no, not for fame.
Would I trade this happy feeling for any price that you could name? Oh, no, 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 no more worries. Oh, no, 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 no more care.
I just take the Lord my troubles, and he lets me leave them there. I just take the Lord my troubles, and he lets me leave them there.
Red Sovine with Oh No No, from an album issued here in Canada in 1979 on the Quality Birchmount label. The album was called 16 New Gospel Songs, and all songs were written by Mildred and Ross Burke and Red Sovine. Red passed a year later on April the 4th, 1980, the victim of a heart attack. Red came from Charleston, West Virginia, and it was Hank Williams who talked MGM Records into recording and offering Red a contract in 1949. We know Red Sovine for such songs as Teddy Bear, Phantom 309, and Giddy Up Go. Red was 62 when he died in 1980. Friends, welcome to the Gospel Trail. Bob Caverly from Port Elgin, New Brunswick is next with Sanford Fillmore Bennett's 1868 hymn In the Sweet By and By. This is from Bob's CD, Country Classics New and Old. Bob's daughter Vanessa Ellis is helping her dad on this one. Merle Haggard follows Bob Caverly with The Old Drover's Prayer. Merle is duetting this one with Albert E. Brumley Jr. Writers are Albert E. Brumley Jr. and Kay Hively. It's from Haggard's 1999 CD album, Two Old Friends. The great Hag left us at age 79 on April the 6th, 2016. He actually passed on his birthday. And friends, here's Bob Caverly from Port Elgin, New Brunswick.
There's a land that is fair. We shall meet on that beautiful shore.
we will offer a tribute of praise for the glorious gift of His love and the blessings that hallow our days.
In the sweet
supper is done and the campfire burns low, the cowboy stretched out on the ground, his bedroll beneath him, his hat by his side, he hears the big herd bedded down. The cowboy nestles his head on his saddle and breathes in the sweet desert air. He stares up above at the moon and the stars and repeats the old drover's prayers. Oh God, in that heaven way up over me, thanks kindly for another fine day. I thank you also for the horse that I ride, he's carried me all this long way. I don't mind the dust that I eat back on drag as we drive this herd to the rail. I'm thankful too for all the good men who busted this long Chisholm Trail. I know it was them who had it so hard, they fought winter blizzards and such. And thanks for the boss who keeps us in line, without him we wouldn't do much.
But most of all, God, when the campfire burns low and this blanket's warm as can be, I won't worry about tomorrow, 'cause tonight I'm proud you made a cowboy out of me.
When I lay here at night, not sure where you live, on the moon or behind that bright star, but thanks anyhow for keeping your watch o'er the cowboys who sleep by this fire.
Merle Haggard and Albert E. Brumley Jr., The Old Drover's Prayer, and Bob Haverly in The Sweet By and By. Tammy Wynette also died on the same day as Merle Haggard, only 18 years earlier at age 55. The official cause of death was reported as a blood clot in her lungs. Years of health problems led to decades-long addiction to prescription painkiller drugs. Known as country's first lady of country music, in December 2022, a made-for-television miniseries, Jessica Chastain starred as Tammy and Michael Shannon as George Jones. They both did their own singing. Critics rated it a 7 out of 10. Chastain received nominations for Best Actress, winning one from the Golden Globe Awards and another from the Screen Actors Guild Awards. Tammy Wynette has for us You'll Never Walk Alone. Then I'll call on Claude Button and Marlene Clark from Newfoundland with The Church in the Wildwood.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. walk home through the wind. Walk home through the rain. Though your dreams be tossed and blown, walk.
Little brown church in the bell.
Claude Botten and Marlene Clark, The Church in the Wildwood, penned by Dr. William S. Pitts in 1857. He was from Iowa. You'll Never Walk Alone with Tammy Wynette is a show tune from 1945, Rodgers and Hammerstein, musical Carousel. Texan Frankie Miller is next. Born in Victoria, Texas in 1931, Miller was toted as being the next Hank Williams. From 1951 to 1958, with a few record companies behind him, nothing much was happening for Frankie, and in 1959, he signed with Starday Records, and he released Blackland Farmer, and a year later, Family Man. In 1960, Cashbox magazine named Frankie Miller most promising country artist. A regular on the Louisiana Hayride, he guested the Grand Ole Opry and the Ozark Jubilee, and he toured with Bill Anderson, Johnny Cash, Ernest Tubb, Lefty Frizzell, Buck Owens, and Willie Nelson. Frankie Miller has for us a little bit of Jesus, and after Frankie Miller, I'll play Boxcar Newfie. His real name is Fraser Bennett from Newfoundland. Now, I've never played him before, and I know little about him. Gary Gale, Michael T. Wall's accordion player, and Paul Evans are on some of his cassettes and CDs. Boxcar Newfie has for us the 1936 Carter Family song, The Old Gospel Ship. Right now, it's Frankie Miller.
In the middle of the desert, where the sun burns hot as hell, a woman came for water to a place called Jacob's Well. At the well she saw a stranger. He saved her soul that day. A little bit of Jesus goes a long, long way. A little bit of Jesus goes a long, long way. From the dusty roads of Israel to the sidewalks of L.A., from the rugged cross of Calvary to the cross we bear today. A little in a hotel room in Los Angeles, a young woman was quietly losing her mind when her eyes fell on a Gideon Bible and she reached out for help just in time. She read the story of the woman at the well, and the truth came through from the past. As she heard the voice of the gentle master and tasted the living waters at last. A little bit of Jesus goes a long, long way. From the dusty roads of Israel to the sidewalks of L.A., from the rugged cross of Calvary to the cross we bear today. A little bit of Jesus goes a long, long way. A little bit of Jesus goes a long way.
Friends, a big thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day, and a special thanks goes out to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Archived Gospel Trail shows are available. Go to the CFTA home website page, look for archives, click on it, and you're there. and we offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at pantramarfm.ca, and we are the station that put the word radio back into radio. CFTA 107.9. Boxcar Newfie, whose real name is Fraser Bennett, with the old gospel ship, and Frankie Miller with a little bit of Jesus. Back in 1998, I recorded my third gospel CD with Dr. Ray Legere. It was titled, Peter Trenum Sings the Songs of Charles Digg Trenum. His name is Charles, but we all call him Dig or Diggy. Some even call him Digger. Regardless, he knows how to respond. In a period of 6 months, the first part of 1998, Digg wrote 50 gospel songs. The title cut of that CD is When Jesus Splits the Blue. And I've been a bit neglectful. I've not played this song in more than 9 years. Merle Haggard is on again. He will follow me with one he wrote, Jesus Take a Hold. And friends, here I am with one my brother Digg Trenum wrote, When Jesus Splits the Blue.
Checking out the names of the people who belong to Jesus Christ our Lord. His shed blood, it has bought them. They now belong to Him. Oh, the power and the beauty It's a high time in heaven as Jesus nears the door. He and his holy angels are coming back once more.
Roman Empire, this world is doomed to fall. And it's much too big a thing for mortal man. Just take a look around and see the writing on the wall. Somehow you've got to find a helping hand. This world has never been in the awful shape it's in. And people scorn the things our leaders do. It's time a prayer was spoken from the heart of every man. Jesus, take a hold and lead us through. The mighty roar of gunfire is now a local sound. And our city streets are filled with angry men. Laws now a mockery throughout our troubled land. And destruction seems to be the current trend. This world has never been in the awful shape it's in. And our leaders seem in doubt of what to do. It's time a prayer was spoken from the heart of every man. Jesus, take a hold and lead us through. Jesus, take a hold. Lead us through.
Merle Haggard with Jesus Take a Hold, and one by me, When Jesus Splits the Blue, written by my older brother, Dig Trenum. Ira and Charlie, the Lubin Brothers, are next with Sinner, You'd Better Get Ready. In 1978 and again in 1991, Rounder Records issued Songs That Tell a Story. This song comes from a live radio show over WZOB, Fort Payne, Indiana, on the air for 3 short weeks. Of the 15 tapes, 6 tapes survived. It's Charlie on guitar and Ira playing mandolin from 1952. Wilf Carter follows the Lubin Brothers with A Sinner's Prayer. A Sinner's Prayer is for all the Wilf Carter fans out there, including Fred, Clayton, and Eldon.
Right now, friends, we have a song we'd like to dedicate especially to our shut-in listeners, wherever they may be.
Oh, sinner, you better get ready. Oh, you better get ready, hallelujah. Sinner, you better get ready. The time's a-coming when the sinner must die. Oh, God gave Noah the rainbow sign. Time's a-coming when the sinner must die. It won't be but water, be but far next time. Time's a-coming when the sinner must die. Oh, sinner, you better get ready. Oh, you better get ready, hallelujah. Sinner, you better get ready. The time's a-coming when the sinner must die. I thought I heard all the preachers say, the time's a-coming when the sinner must die. You better get down on your knees and pray. The time's a-coming when the sinner must die. Oh, sinner, you better get ready. Oh, you better get ready, hallelujah. Sinner, you better get ready. The time's a-coming when the sinner must die.
A sinner's prayer is never answered. A sinner's dreams cannot come true. The one I love now loves another. So sad am I, alone and blue. Upon my bosom lies your picture with tear-dimmed eyes. I placed it there. Down on my knees I pray to heaven, but angels heed no sinner's prayer. A sinner's prayer is never answered. A sinner's hopes are all in vain. The one I love now loves another. I'll never see my love again. Dear Lord above, please hear my pleading. I bow my head in dark despair. All I love, she's all I'm needing. Oh, won't you heed a sinner's prayer? A sinner's prayer is never answered. A sinner's hopes are all in vain. The one I love now loves another. I'll never see my love again.
Wilf Carter with A Sinner's Prayer from 1958 from his Decca album, I'm Ragged But I'm Right. That was the second recording. The first was in 1944 on a shellac RCA Bluebird 78. The Lubin Brothers with Sinner, You'd Better Get Ready is from 1952. The Monroe Brothers recorded that one in 1937, and I believe it's an African-American spiritual dating back to the 1800s. Family Brown are next with How Far Is Heaven from their 1974 RCA Camden album, Country Way. The album is a collection of some of their most requested songs by Family Brown on television or stage. Tillman Franks and Jimmy Davis wrote How Far Is Heaven? Sounds like a very young Tracy Brown singing this one. Ed Seeley from Wakefield, New Brunswick, will follow Family Brown with If Not for Grace. This is from his CD, The Unshadowed Steed. Ed has released 8 CD albums, and he writes most of what he records and sings. And he wrote this one, and friends, here's Family Brown with How Far Is Heaven.
A little girl will be saving for her daddy one day. When it was time to meet it, and she heard her mommy say, come to mommy, darling, please do not cry. Daddy's gone to heaven.
Friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Let me know what you'd like to hear. Email requests.cfta@eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. Special thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. And the George Longard Country Music Hour follows the Gospel Trail. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. And friends, you can pick us up on any listening device right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9.
If not for grace, where would I be? If not for grace, I'd be lost eternally. I should have died, but Jesus took my place, and I'd be lost if not for grace. The grace of God that caused a holy God to condescend, to leave his holy throne above to dwell with sinful men, give his life upon a cross so sin could be erased, and I'd be lost if not for grace. the grace of God sent the Lord Jesus to the cross. Amazing love was offered to the lost. A Savior died to take the lost sinner's place. And I'd be lost if not for grace. The grace of God that caused a holy God to condescend, leave His holy throne above to dwell with sinful men, give His life upon a cross so sin could be erased. And I'd be lost if not for grace. And I'd be lost if not for grace.
Evangelist Ed Seeley, If Not for Grace, and Family Brown with a Kitty Wells hit, How Far is Heaven? Ed Seeley called me a while back, and we had a great chat. Coming up are Diamonds in the Rough Plus One with There Is a God. This is from their CD, Just Any Day. Diamonds in the Rough Plus One are Janet Adams, Ruth Crosman, Brenda Estabrooks, and Tom Johnson. Julia Beale, Del Wheaton, and Garnet Johnson also played on the album. I told you who played on the album before I realized There Is a God is done a cappella style. Lyrics for this one belong to Top O'Holston. Vocal Legacy from Westport, Ontario are up after Diamonds in the Rough Plus One. A Southern Gospel trio, Ron and Evelyn Snyder, along with Tarina Grice, teamed up in 2012. And I'm playing their title cut, Doing What's Right.
There is a God, and only one, who made the earth and sun. He made all things, created man, according to His plan. There is a God.
There is a God,
and He is real.
And He is real.
Deep in my heart.
Deep in my heart.
His love I feel.
His love I feel.
When I am there.
When I am there.
Beneath the sod.
Beneath the sod.
I'll see and know.
I'll see and know. There is a God.
Sin and shame, the blessed Savior came. He lifted me on higher ground. For heaven I am bound. There is a God.
There is a God.
And He is real.
And He is real.
His love I feel.
His love I feel.
When I am there.
When I am there.
Beneath the sod.
Beneath the sod.
I'll see and know.
I'll see and know.
There is a God.
There is a God.
There is a God.
There is a God.
And He is real.
And He is real.
Deep in my heart.
Deep in my heart.
His love I feel.
His love I feel.
When I
ringing in my head.
No, you'll never go wrong.
No, you'll what's right. Walk the extra mile with your worn out feet. Try to be a blessing to the brother in need. Give a cup of water to the thirsty man. Find the one who's fallen and lend a helping hand. No, you'll never go wrong. No, you'll never go wrong. Stay on the straight and narrow. Keep on walking in the light. Cause you'll never go wrong by doing what's right. Whoa, whoa. Life's too short and it's coming a day. Whoa, whoa. You'll meet Jesus face to face. No, you'll never go wrong. No, you'll never go wrong. Stay on the straight and narrow. Keep on walking in the light. Cause you'll never go wrong by doing what's right. No, you'll never go wrong. No, you'll never go wrong. Stay on the straight and narrow. Keep on walking in the light. The devil's on the prowl. You're gonna have to fight. Mama knows best. Better take her advice. No, you'll never go wrong by doing what's right. You'll never go wrong by doing.
Vocal legacy from Westport, Ontario, Doing What's Right, and Diamonds in the Rough Plus One from Sackville, New Brunswick, with a great version of There Is a God. George Jones and Melba Montgomery are next with Oney Wheeler's song, Don't Go. George had several singing partners. Tammy and George topped the charts several times, and so did George and Melba Montgomery. Melba and George had 7 charted duets. We Must Have Been Out of Our Minds reached number 3 in 1963. George recorded duets with dozens of artists, but for me, I prefer George and Melba Montgomery over them all. Don't Go was on their 1963 United Artists album, What's in Our Hearts. It was also released as a single.
As I sit at home with my troubles today, I was tempted to walk the wrong way. I remembered a voice that once led me from sin, and I heard the same voice again. Don't go.
Don't go.
Don't go.
Don't go.
Don't go back to the tavern. Start drinking again. I could hear lots of laughter just over the way. My friends sounded happy and gay. I started to walk, but my knees gave away. As I fell, I heard the voice say, don't go,
don't go,
don't go. Just kneel by your bedside and pray. Don't go.
Don't go.
Don't go.
Don't go.
God will answer your prayers today. God freed me from sin like He did once before. Now I'm happy as a man can. God's voice sounded pleased as He spoke the next word. God must have seen a great change in me. Go on.
Go on.
Go on.
Go on.
Ask your friends there to kneel down and pray. Go on.
Go on.
Go on.
Go on.
God will answer them.
On my way to church one Sunday, I heard my neighbor say,
That other church across the street, well, it don't belong today. While they scream and shout, they carry on like the world was gonna end. Then I watched him stand in silence as the sermon began. Well, it was my neighbor,
who
stood and listened,
while
the power of God filled the hearts of everyone. Yes, it was my neighbor, who kneeled and prayed. Well, it was my neighbor that shouted louder than anyone. Well, I stood there and listened. I could not turn away. Everybody in the neighborhood all came in to pray. I won't forget that Sunday when God filled the neighborhood. It might have been a little old-fashioned, but it done us all some good. It was me and my neighbor, stood and listened, while the power of God filled the hearts of everyone. It was me and my neighbor, that kneeled and prayed. It was me and my neighbor that shouted louder than anyone. Give me that old-time religion, give me that old-time religion, give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion, give me that old-time religion, give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion, give me that old-time.
Conway Twitty with Me and My Neighbor, and Melba Montgomery and George Jones with Don't Go from 1973. Melba is also one of my favorite female singers, and of course, who doesn't like George Jones? Most people would agree with me when I say that George Jones had the greatest country voice of all time. Friends, Buck Owens will have the final song today with Old Time Religion. Born Alvis Edgar Owens on August the 12th, 1929. Buck passed on March the 25th, 2006, at age 76. He came from Sherman, Texas. 85 of his songs charted, with 47 top 10 hits, and 21 made it all the way to number one. Every song he issued from 1966 to 1972 were top 10 hits, 21 of those back-to-back. Buck co-hosted the Hee Haw television series with Roy Clark from 1969 to 1986. And Bonnie Campbell Owens was his first wife, and Bonnie was also Merle Haggard's second wife. 7 years after he passed, his autobiography was released, and in 1996, he was ranked number 12 in the world of country music. I'm a big fan, and I love that Fender Telecaster that Don Rich played. Friends, I hope you enjoyed the Gospel Trail today. Here's Buck Owens with Old Time Religion. God bless you all, and until next time.
Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. It makes me love everybody. Makes me love everybody. Makes me love everybody. It's good enough for me. Well, it was good enough for Mother. It was good enough for Papa. It was good enough for Sister. And it's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. Dying. It will do me when I'm dying. It will do me when I'm dying. It's good enough for me. It will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven. It's good enough for me. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. Yes, it's good enough for me.
Friends, it's been a pleasure, and thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you haven't heard in some time. I'm Peter Trenum, and it looks like that old clock has caught us, so if the good Lord's willing, we'll be with you before long. Friends, look after yourselves, stay safe, God bless you all, and until next time.